This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of the host state Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis will also be present at the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. In Uttar Pradesh, celebration of Holi has begun in the Braj region and Varanasi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra in Gorakhpur today. Here is a report.
In Braj region, Holi is being celebrated with religious fervor. Different types of Holi, including Lathmar Holi, Phoolon Ki Holi, Laddumar Holi, is part of month-long Holi celebration in Mathura Vrindavan, which starts from Vasant Panchami itself. Holika Dahan will be celebrated today and Huranga celebration will take place at Baldev's Gauji Temple and other locations from March 15 to 21st. CM Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra organized by Holika Dahan Utsav Samiti at Pandehata in Gorakhpur today. CM Yogi has instructed officials to take special precautions for the security of Holika Dahan sites. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Kerala, the capital city of Thiruvananthapuram is about to witness one of the largest gatherings of women in the world today for the Artukal Pongala. The ritual had made it to the Guinness Book of World Records in 2009 for being the largest religious gathering of women on a single day when over 2.5 million took part in it. Artukal Pongala is not only a cherished tradition but also a testament of unity, faith and collective devotion, as every year the nearby churches, temples and mosques facilitate the ritual equally. Large number of devotees are expected to reach the city today. Railways are also running special trains on the occasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to the country's western region of Kursk yesterday, marking his first trip there since Ukrainian forces seized territory in the region. During his visit, President Putin toured a control center used by Russian forces and received a report from Valery Gerasimov, head of the Russian General Staff. Mr. Putin instructed Russian forces to intensify their advance to reclaim the remaining territory from Ukrainian control as soon as possible. The United Arab Emirates has unveiled a transformative project to establish 10 state-of-the-art maternity and pediatric centers across Afghanistan. This project aims to address critical healthcare needs while fostering stability, development, and prosperity in Afghanistan. The maternity clinics are located in Afghan provinces where the need is considered the greatest, including Nangarhar, Balkh, Herat, Ghazni, Paktika, Paktia, Kandahar, and Helmand provinces. Each center is equipped with 2 specialist beds and has dedicated doctors and nursing staff. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over Vidarbha, Odisha and Gujarat today. IMD said some parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are likely to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall today. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in late morning trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex was marginally up by 12 points to 74,041, while the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 22 points to 22,449 when reports last came in. In squash, India's Velawan Senthil Kumar has advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Australian Open 2025 last evening. He defeated Joseph White of Australia 3-0 in the first round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.